Hey, yeah, just don't call
Blog
me on speaker.
Talk radio. Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it goes.
Freedom mind.
Shout out to everybody. Great time with everybody this week. Unbelievable. Special love to everybody out there.
keeping it going, and don't let your mind go. Keep the faith, baby, in your head, whatever it is you may believe. Is it a fact? Make sure you know what you're talking about. Today, everything thus far come to fruition. Time I've been getting information to me, and the game is here. People up that we 20 years ago. I'm working today. Now, before you see anything, first and see with perception. No, I've been saying we've been mind fucked. I've been hearing it from people all your life. We've been mind fucked. It is real. You are under mind fuckology. There is no doubt about it at all. No doubt whatsoever. And I put this stuff up so you can't tell he's making this up. Facts are on the screen. This gonna be hot today. Get ready. And I realize why the Bible stories always talk about remnant. And remnant supersedes all facets of life. What do you mean? It means that only a remnant is claimed to be totally understanding to this information. Not made for the masses. How do I say that? Because the Jesus message, which is the allegory of most existence, he couldn't reach everybody either. Then went to the point, man, I'm only coming to these people. Fuck that shit. I ain't coming to you. Just this lost sheep of people. Now, that's in allegory. Still, look at the premise. I mean, wait, well, don't waste your time on the masses. And I thought about why, but it's got to be something to the small percentage of people. Through the good and bad. The good, man, ain't you take the jab? Woof. Out of all the people who took the jab, minority of people that probably did not take the jab in your area. And those who lied to you said, oh, I didn't take it. You know, if they lied, they lied. You wouldn't know. But they know in their conscience that they took it. And then the opposite is, why is it that a group of people came up with this idea? This idea about quarantining people and all that came from a small group of remnant on the negative side. Let's go to another aspect. Isn't it funny how most people are lesbian or homosexuality, whatever you want to call it, is second. But you know what? Way smaller a remnant claim to be gender fluid. .03%. Right there should tell you so. This small minority is now controlling the mass. Similar to a Bible story. How remnant will be the inheritance of the earth. Storytelling and put into your own excitement may benefit you through this matrix. But let me just kill some. Everything that most Black America, in the Americas, if you are color, but just through your color game scheme that you got, just that many him you said. This lie, father lie. How many times? That everything he say on the news, you believe. How is that? Second one, white man, man, John Lewis, man. Yet, every line has been. We said they're going to drop the lights guys, they dropping out in fear of the blood clotting because of the MRA. And we won't get to the high level shit to after 12. But nonetheless, but did you say, oh man, white man ain't gonna give a shit. And then you ask it for reparations. How does this sound? Then you say, oh man, fuck, yeah. I don't care, I don't vote, I don't do nothing. But then complain about what's, now we did a show a couple of weeks ago on the crypto, or the transfer for funds and all this stuff. I just want y'all to know, it's a war on the crypto billionaires. They killing them all over the place. They got one they chopped up in Argentina, put him in a red suitcase. If that's not Rothschildish, a red suitcase, I said, damn. Put up Argentina, a crypto billionaire, chopped up. Interesting. No news on our news. You know, you got alternative to find. Tom Rivers was pretty much knocked off for trying to say that Obama was the first gay president. Then she said Michelle was a trans. Now, we can't really prove the trans thing. I ain't never see her legs wide open. But I have seen some crazy stuff. So, the question is, now Obama's brother writes out that he's always been gay. I don't know what y'all on, but go look it up. His brother, whatever it is, he ain't trapped. And then this dude gets killed, drowns on the property. And the rumor is, now I said a rumor, so I just, but when we think the rumor is he was cheating with the dude. Now I can't prove that, but I can factually tell you this is a fact. They were there. They said they weren't there. They were there. And the police is now being told that Jafari Campbell drowning at Obama's estate, cheating, you know, what's up? Well, the news is the cops refused to say who the second paddleboarder was. None at all. Can't tell you. Ain't that strange? See, it's two rules here, like the Monopoly game. Rich, get out of jail. Car, you go to jail. It's all a game. Okay, so that's going to be one of them. Somebody's going to have to explain in vindication of even Joan Rivers. Thank goodness. Thank you, Joan Rivers. Appreciate you. I know you're dead now, but man, unbelievable. Came out on, she said, we all know. Who's all? Who was all know? But see, here he is pushing a gay agenda, but you don't want yourself to be known gay. Just come on out. I'll have more respect for you. We got to find out choir director being thrown out windows and shit. We got a guy talking about he was in the car, fellatio head to the president. He didn't get killed because he got white folks guarding him. See, the black folks get killed because we don't know who the hell we might have guarding us. And I know I'm going to hit on stuff today. No, ain't gonna be heard, but a few programs. It's strange that Russia just forgave $23 billion in African debt, gave them all kind of things to survive the hellacious, unbelievable season of the year. They gave that. Then they went and added $9 million for development to the development continent, along with additional help with China. Now, no news coverage. Oh, we got all we hear is Bosnia, all this over there, Ukraine, and always going to hear Israel. You always going to hear that because we'll get to that later. And, of course, you're going to hear Trump this next few months. I don't give a damn. It's going to be through the whole cycle of this political cycle they got going. So get ready for that one. But no coverage of how Russia and Africa, so the Africans who y'all over here claiming, y'all hate the white people and all this stuff and boo-boo, racist. Isn't it funny that the Communist Party, which is part of Russia, doesn't it make sense that the blacks in America are Russian operatives? Let's just think about that for a minute. Y'all are actually the philosophizing. That's a fact. Ain't no getting around it. You can't come on here and deny it. And stupidity. Factually, you can't deny it at all. You can stupidity deny it, but factually, we just going to look at you and go to the next caller. Please. Are you for real? Common sense would tell you this. Second, the reparation. You're going to be here. It's going to be universal. And y'all, brother, all y'all, most, all y'all, brother Z, brother B, all y'all vindicators out there, my sisters, all them, A-Town, B-Bug, B-Lo, all over the Cali, all y'all, because this is going to be a serious thing. And then, after we figure out, see, all this transphobia, transphobia person, it's all made up. A psychological psyop. Here's one of the best ones yet. Some dossier, Kissinger, put it up on the board. States. Pentagon has been special to the transgender servicemen, including exemption from race requirements, and even the obligation to deploy, according to a new memo published by the dossier on last Tuesday. No news coverage of that. Special treatment. That's going to call in the ranks. See how this works? Nothing that you ain't going to never talk about. This operation thing is a hoax. It's a hoax. All the people, they was giving it to their governments. They actually giving it to them. They was making deals with the Japs, Chinese. They was making deals with the Germans. They was making deals with Europe. Now, who would you actually blame if you are a corporation? No longer a country. This is a fact. So who are you going to sue? Everybody out there in the TV Wonderland. Who are you going to sue? The whole. A pure hoax. The people perpetrating the hoax are becoming millionaires off this hoax. Just look at all the blacks. Black. We got the Boule fraternity, oldest one in the country, refused to come to Orlando because Disney told them to do it. Go look up these goddamn fraternities. Disney told them to do it. Say, yeah, don't come. Because Disney told a battle going on because once y'all find out, they was behind all of the misinformation that you're getting. They couldn't have that, so they stooges to play the role. Where are they gonna put it at? Where are they gonna have to convince that? That's the way. See, the same stunt in Atlanta when it would have generated millions of dollars, tens of millions for sure, but maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. Owners taken away, boom. But you love it because your rulers are the ones you fuck out, and that's how we're gonna get into some of this fuckology. You will only blame the bankings of the systems of the Rothschilds to get your reparations. You're not gonna do that. You're a liar, you're hoaxers, you're pretenders. You're after the Rothschild, because that's the only people who is responsible for that. All wars were banker wars, including the ones you claim wars and all that. Gold was missing at that time. This went straight. Now, here's where the stupidity comes in the curriculum of teachers who never know. They don't know history at all. They just don't know history. First of all, you're in a free territory here in Florida, but it still was slavery existing here. Secondly, they were millionaires at the same time, black. That's also talked about. Dr. Clark Anderson will examine this fact with one of his documentaries he did years ago. Right before America. Now, what harm is that to be said in America? Some of the skills that were done in slavery show how dumb these people are, and that they're driving you into dumbness, which, hey, you must love it. Of lies in your Bible. You'll find out later. Says, boom, there it is. So obviously, there's a problem there, because if you are the artisans, the blacksmiths, and you are you on your own, you open up what, everybody, a business. Now, you got Kamala Harris telling you dumb to go along and clap. Dumb the world got to look at you. Got to say, damn, ain't they dumb? Here's a group that banked off the suffering, the demise, the denigration system across the globe. Say, we're going to make money after we get out here. The richest group in America, which you don't want to study. That's a strange, ain't it? You don't want to study the after effect of a group being rich after being enslaved and being able to be the number one until you fail for the fuckology. That's where it all went down. Now, fuckology means that you don't understand that because you were enslaved, you were actually, you were Republicans. The Ku Klux Klan were all Democrats, and they all came. Their committee was all located in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And then later on, they went to Indiana, Stone Mountain, and then was the capital. That's a fact. Nothing wrong with that. But you about this? I just thought psychotic black people. Look, I'm gonna prove this, the facts. I ain't gonna. One minute you say they lying about us. But you the ones promoting the burn up of staff thing, taking down all the Confederate stuff, but now you're upset. See this behavior. If you want people to respect, are you serious? We look just for communism because the fuck out of you got us. You're going to go, this was past, present, future, man. Go back in ancient times because nothing is new under the Helios. And we told you it was all a game, that the whole system was made up. Because there is a hermaphrodite, the Ancient of Days, where God had woman personas. And you thought that wasn't going to come back, huh? Oh, we're going to have a good time today. Yes, we are. So are y'all ready for the first one, y'all? The first one is, we told you, the Ancient of Days, all this was normal. Sure was. So the fuckology, and I mean that very serious, because America is under fuckology.
A eunuch is defined as someone, usually a man, whose testes and sometimes also penis and scrotum have been destroyed or removed. This leads to sterility, and depending on the stage of life at which it is done, various degrees of impotence and loss of libido may occur. Prepubertal castration causes a eunuchoid build, which causes the person to be tall, have broad hips, narrow shoulders, and breasts like that of a woman. Secondary sexual characteristics effects, such as small genitals, lack of beard, and an unbroken voice may also occur. Castration after puberty does not lead to degeneration of secondary sexual characteristics. The build remains unchanged, and the reduction of sexual activity is unpredictable. Although sterile, castrate may remain potent for a year or longer, and some even retain libido throughout their lives. There is a reduction in aggression, but other abnormalities of the psyche are usually representative of a psychological reaction to forced castration and the accompanying humiliation and rejection by the community, in addition to the effects of hormonal deprivation. So where were the eunuchs prevalent in ancient times? Against whom were these procedures taken upon? And why? Let's try and find out.
Hello, I'm Mike Droberg, Marine Corps veteran and filmmaker, and we will try to answer these questions on today's episode of Forgotten History.
In antiquity, eunuchs were mostly employed in the Middle East and in China with two main functions: as guards and servants in harems or other women's quarters, and as chamberlains to kings. The Assyrians are credited with creating eunuchs for government service because it was believed that since they could not have any offspring, they would not attempt to overthrow the ruler and create their own hereditary dynasty. Later, the Assyrians created eunuchs for ritual religious purposes. The priests of Kubaba, the goddess of fertility, voluntarily became eunuchs at the altar so that their goddess would provide them a plentiful harvest, prevent droughts, famines, and bring prosperity to their people. Eunuchs were considered the most suitable guards for the many wives or concubines a ruler may have in his palace, and the eunuchs' confidential position in the harems of princes frequently enabled them to exercise an important influence over their royal masters and even to raise themselves to stations of great trust and power. Some rose to become bodyguards, confidential advisors, and even ministers, generals, and admirals. Most eunuchs underwent castration as a condition of their employment, though others were castrated as punishment or after they had been sold into slavery. Eunuchs functioned as political advisors to the emperors of China as early as the Chao period, from 1122 to 221 BC, and continued as such under the Han, Tang, Ming, and Song dynasties, persisting almost until the end of the imperial regime. At times, palace eunuchs became more powerful than the emperor and effectively ruled China. Eunuchs were used as court advisors and officials in Persia under Achaemenids from 559 to 330 BC. The Roman emperors Claudius, Nero, and Titus also employed eunuchs. After Nero's wife, Poppaea Sabina, died in 65 AD, supposedly at childbirth, although it was later rumored Nero kicked her to death. Later that following year, he married Sporus, a young slave boy, which he had castrated during their marriage. Nero had Sporus appear in public as his wife, wearing the regalia that was customary for Roman empresses. Among other forms of address, Sporus was termed lady, empress, and mistress. Suetonius quotes one Roman who lived around this time who remarked that the world would have been better off if Nero's father had married someone more like the castrated boy. Going forward, after the fall of the Western Roman Empire and the Eastern Empire in Constantinople, many of the patriarchs during the Byzantine times were eunuchs. For example, Justinian I had eunuch bodyguards, and even many of the legendary Janissaries, especially under Mehmet I and Murad I and Murad II, were eunuchs who were in political positions. Political eunuchs also flourished in the centers of Muslim power after AD 750, and as a class, eunuch advisors only disappeared with the end of the Ottoman Empire in the early 20th century. Although not a form of eunuchism in the terms of the definition above, voluntary abstention from sexual activity played a strong role among the early fathers of the Christian Church, giving rise, in due course, to the establishment of celibacy in the monastic religious orders. A relationship was perceived between eunuchism and the voluntary abstention from sexual activity as a pure and total dedication to God. An interpretation of the Gospel of Matthew 19:12, which reads, "For there are eunuchs who are born that way, and there are eunuchs who have been made eunuchs by others, and there are those who choose to live like eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it." This verse even led to the revered father of the early church, Origen, to castrate himself, an act which, in retrospect and with greater insight, he bitterly regretted. Clement of Alexandria recommended the virtues of self-discipline and the avoidance of indulgences, but warned that celibacy was worthless unless undertaken in the love of Christ. Nevertheless, various fanatical Christian sects, such as the Arabian Valacians, the Manichaeans, and the Phrygian Montanists, etc., accepted self-castration as a part of their religious practice. Church leaders such as Cassian and Tatian even denounced sexual intercourse as diabolical.
Now, I'm going to stop there. Did y'all hear that? The origin is Ethiopian. In the early pictures, he's jet black or black-brown, whatever you want to call it. And spread the Gospels throughout answers to some of this foolishness that many of our people are under fuckology. Because look what this is. They said they would castrate themselves for the goddess. Told you. You're under a hermaphrodite cult. You don't even know it. That's how crazy. And I'm like, how could I even figure this out? I had to go look it up, and I'm telling you, it's all the reason, it's everything he said. They were general, they were like the day. Past, present, and future, same time. This is a very interesting construct here. All the way. They were marrying them. That's why Hollywood puts dresses on men, because it's a ritual. Some goddess of fertility, and that's why they have to have sex with them, or they will castrate them and make them pure concubines. Now, this is all in the Bibles, which you just heard yourself. We go over the Bible. This is the first level right here. We can go to the second level. I want to hear how y'all can tell me, y'all can believe that they wouldn't kill or genocide people through the water, and yet how many of y'all knew that for the second phase? Where remember we used to have my buddy come on, good people, Reverend Pickney. We was all on him for real because they put him through some stuff. And he said it was the water, and it's all in Michigan. Same where Three the Hard Way, the movie Three the Hard Way in 1973. Get to the second level. I want to see how they made that movie. Get ready, because y'all been mind fuck. I must get to these women first, because everybody want to fuck. I hope a woman. We don't know no more. Let's go. 9927. You are on Helios.
Thank you,
Alexa. Yes, yes.
You're going in and out. I just wanted to let you know that. Because you'll talk, and then most of your sentences will disappear.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
We're being mind fucked 24/7. I mean, the experiment ain't never stopped. It's going on, and they're making all more devices to make it even more permanent so that they won't have a problem or a disruption of any type so that they can maintain what their agenda is and what their goals are. And everyone has to realize out there that everything that you do, when you keep saying you need to work, you need to go get a job. I said this in the past, though, this long time ago. I mean,
yeah.
We're building their heaven. We're building their heaven, which whatever you want to call it, hell or whatever, but it's actually their heaven. And we're actually working and doing these things and building weapons and all of this other crazy ass shit and believing we need AI and all this stuff that we, I'm using the word believe in, yes, because a lot of people relate to that, but
yeah, I got
foremost,
you.
They're just trusting your mind, soul, and body into thinking and programming yourself into this ideology that you have to do this. We have been tricked. This technology is real. It's real. Witchcraft, whatever craft, all kinds of craft is real. Okay? They're using it against us 24/7. People are in a chaotic state 24/7. They don't realize they're in a chaotic state 24/7. The children that's coming out today are really so dumbed down that if you think that technology is teaching them, technology ain't teaching them shit. They don't even know how to write on a piece of paper. They don't know how to write anything on a piece of paper. I mean, I'm looking at, I'm just saying, it's just like, you know, a lot, they don't know that the spells now have been removed off the paper and put into the AI.
Right.
Cast out on everyone.
Right.
And now when you go to the AI, which is your handler, I want y'all to know the AI is your handler. This is what they're building it for, because they've dumbed you down. So the AI is going to teach you now. It's going to be your permanent programming, your handler. It's going to create, get you the, you know, the food and everything that you do. It's going to be artificial. I mean, if you really think about it, artificial intelligence is dead. It's dead intelligence. It's not real. It's fake. So we're actually going into a dead world. We're in a dead state. The only way that we're going to come out of this dead state and stop trusting everything that is put in front of us, you got to become a creator again. Everything that they're creating doesn't mean it's right. Everything that they're creating doesn't mean it's good for you, because apparently it's not. Apparently
right.
it's not, and it's us against them. So it's us against them. Why they're creating weapons to go up against us and to make sure we're in line and to make sure that we're comfortable with whatever they do. That's the thing. They have made us comfortable in whatever they're doing and acceptable. We got poison sprayed on us. Ain't nobody saying, ain't nobody going out there. You say, oh, the police killed Tyrone. You going to go up against the police. Oh, they spraying shit on top of your head. Oh, that ain't nothing. That's what you get. That's what you get back. You don't get
now,
a protest
now,
for that.
No, we're going to hang with you for a minute. That's very true, because, say, for instance, back in the day, you would be out there protesting. It felt good to protest and feel like, I know the feeling, it feels good that you say something. But the thing is, it's like a hypnotic state, because you use so much energy to go against us.
Right.
Like,
you all your energy gets drained. Instead of your energy getting drained the right way by going up against something that's actually, destroying you mentally, physically, giving you mushy brain, as Hulu said, mushy brain, I'm telling you, everybody cannot critical think. I've never seen no shit like this. They're not critical thinking anymore. There is no such thing as common sense, and there is no such thing as critical thought. You critical think in front of somebody, they think you're crazy because you're not on their low level. You're not shaking your ass. You ain't no influencer. This is new
right.
status. This new status is so funny. The new status is to become an influencer on social media.
Right. Because that is now, we all going in and out. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something so y'all know this. Blog Talk has changed. That's what took a minute when you said that. They are making us an answer. So, they are trained. It's on screen. It says, I directed the new chain. Let's go into the now. So, y'all, I want to sign. It is totally new. Now, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm saying it.
Yeah, whatever it is, in the end, every time
because you're going out.
Yeah, it's
so it may not be doing to everybody, but I do ask y'all to do me one favor. I don't want to ask y'all for much. Because you can hear it in this. I did that. I'm going to do this one to see if it's real. If it goes out, it doesn't go out in the original final cut. So we're on the airwave now. They are compressing our sound and making it, that's how I'm able to download it out. But go ahead, just so you know. So if you go out, keep talking. Don't worry about it. Remember entirety if you download it again. Go ahead. Just want to make that clear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yes. So if, you know, I'm not the smartest woman on the planet, okay? And I'm not going to sit up here and say I am, but I am learning, earning, and resurrecting my mind to see what's going on out here. My mind is waking up, but there's times where it can go back into calcification, and I have to pull myself back out.
Right. It's like you're trying to pull yourself out the grave, but don't you know what I say? You know it. You have to pull yourself out the grave and put the grip on yourself.
You got to pull yourself out the grave, everybody.
All right, let me
get more. So that you can see.
Yeah, I love this. Y'all stay out there. I'm getting the sisters in here now. I'm going to go to 1-877. Y'all do y'all thing. What's going on? This is really powerful.
Greetings, everyone. Greetings. I agree everything with the sisters. Yeah, I agree everything that the sister was saying. You know, she's absolutely correct. I think that the brainwashing chemicals with the chemtrail and the television and news and has really, like she said, took away common sense because of the fact that we are allowing them to do everything. Like right now, these poor little children, you know, everything that you're saying is absolutely correct. And school, these school-age children, 7, 8, 10, 12, getting their breasts and their penis split, you know, I mean, it's like the parents, there isn't enough of complaints about it. It's like they're going along. Get along as if they are truly zombies and robots. When they come for your children, usually the mama bear, you know, get crazy, you know, like crazy. They're putting these things in the schools to try to captivate our children at such a young age to adapt to this hermaphrodite cult culture. And the parents, to me, is I don't have any school-age children, you know, they're out of school. But for the ones that's in there, I know there has been a few parents are starting to stand up now. But at some point, you know, if we do not, you know, wake up and smell the roses, you know, because these roses, you know, I don't know what happened because roses, we should smell them and wake up and use all of our five senses. But the I don't believe that person is human. You know, that person back in the 50s who was actually, performing surgeries, and, you know, they're not human. And their whole goal is like the Guidestones. They're trying to depopulate because, I spoke to a friend of mine, and she was like, yeah, she's a full Democrat, and she is definitely changing, and she's in the medical field. And she was like, yeah, I told her, I said, you know, Michigan, now it's a crime. It's a crime if you actually make a mistake and say, if a man turns into a girl and you call him, you know, a boy, the governor is ready to sign a bill to make it a crime that you can go to jail for that. So that has to be something higher than it's a higher realm. It's not a human. It's not human nature to go that far with that transgender. It's not human nature for you to take children's breast and their penis at such a young age. And there's a lot of children that's now waking up, and I heard a case that a child is actually suing their parents for allowing this mutation to take place as a child. So that guy is not human. I think he's part of the fallen angels. I'm going to throw it back on my Enoch, because if you're humane and most human people, we have feelings and we care. These scientists are driven by another species. It could not be the species on Earth to have them come up with these theories, perform these type of surgeries. And, I was going to say, my friend of mine, she says, hey, you know, yeah, these, now you cannot say a woman has periods now. Hello?
Can y'all hear me? Yeah, I'm back.
Yes.
I don't know what's,
yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, way
you.
Better now.
Yeah,
sound
yeah, something
better,
going
but,
on. Best to go
yeah,
through the
phone
with this crazy.
Yeah, you sound good, but
go
I
ahead.
Just want to lastly say that she says that you cannot say women have menstrual cycles anymore. You have to say people, right? They come up with their name, their own gender names as well. So So she says there's no way, even if you slice your penis, there's never going to be no blood coming out. She says that because she was watching this gay man, and she says they just have fluids coming out, but it's never blood. And, you know, so, you know, I truly believe that what's going on now is definitely not a part of human nature. That's my conclusion.
Okay, but hold on, but it's ancient too. So I'm glad y'all are bringing that up. I don't know who's since sister and you've been make some more points on that, and I got my brother coming in. I'm gonna bring many of y'all in, bitch. Now they got control over this mic with the damn phone. You need a phone. They making you use your phone, everybody. It's everything that makes it sound better. I'm in the board, but the phone is the main one that's the clearest. Isn't that
exactly,
strange?
Because the video was very clear.
And this is Apple that I'm dealing now. Okay. Let me finish what y'all said because I missed a few bits. So you did hear the part about what y'all was saying about the transgender doing these experiments on the kids in the unit. But look what the ancient days was doing. Can y'all imagine? Just take yourself back in ancient times. Imagine cutting it off back in them days. What kind of surgical fluid they was giving them to distract from the pain? We talking about way back, y'all. This is not no, this is way back. How do y'all explain that part? Just to finish that, and give me your thoughts on that, and then you can hit on something else if you want to.
Well,
what's your thoughts on the ancient people cutting it off?
You know what they say, there's nothing new under the sun. History is
that's this, right.
This
nothing
technology
new.
Has been going on for millions of years, as long as the fallen angels have been on this planet. So I believe it's their ideology that they want to create their own race, their own people. They don't accept nature anymore. Nature is not. It's not their nature. They want to create.
Because maybe they feel they can manipulate it. I think because we call them fallen angels and they got the power to create angels. Maybe that's why, because they can. They feel we can tap into nature now. Now what's new for us? See, we
right.
more nature. Let nature work with us. They like we untapped into nature. We have now manipulated nature. What else can we do? That's what I'm thinking. I could be wrong, but that's the way.
They're trying to kill off the race.
Kill off the race. All right. And I'm not saying you're crazy. I'm saying you're talking fast. I just showed y'all they got the book out. I'm telling you, it's called Global Population. It's an official policy, and the government has used to poison the population. It's under the official USG. Policy. It's a fact. It's not made up. It is a. I put it on there for y'all. It's called the Kissinger Report. So y'all better look at yourself. These people are not playing, and you might think they are. And the blood you just said. Now I'm gonna tell y'all something. I went way back yesterday. I've been a few days. I've been studying some crazy shit. Now they used to drink the female menstruation, y'all. That's the most potent. I'm not making this up. You can go look it up yourself. That's where the vampire story came from. Just so y'all know, I watched a documentary on vampires not too long ago. And I said, they wouldn't believe. This made me tell y'all, because the scientific stuff was, that's where the Holy Grail comes in. The Holy Grail is the uterus. That's all it is. That's why I call it the Holy Grail. And it's the Ankh and all this other stuff. I go all day, but I'm not. Don't y'all find it strange that now they want to, we know they drink, it's called adrenochrome. It's in the movie of Freedom. They taking the blood of these kids because they say it's the most purest that has come from the uterus. See, we've been out the uterus for a long time. So we ain't got the same energy that first breed that comes out of there. That's how they're looking at this. I'm telling you, I read this thing. It's frightening. I know y'all ain't even going to tell you because y'all ain't going to look it up because it's scary. It's almost, you have to say these prayers. This shit is unbelievable. And let me just let y'all know. Everybody who watched Cloning Tyrone, did you not see the symbolism? That movie came from Three the Hard Way and The Purge. It was a combination of shit. But nonetheless, the woman made the movie. She was the Cleopatra Jones in the movie. I'm not going to go too far. And every facet of deception that they was coming in was the church. That should have been the first one. Now, those black Hollywood individuals, they are now telling on themselves because Ice Cube, just so you just know this, to make some fire to this, he stated that in order for Netflix to let them make the movies, that's why he ain't on it then. You see, Ice Cube ain't on Netflix like that. Like, right, he on Disney, I think, which that's suspect right there. But I just want y'all to hear what he said, though. You have been on these shows. Judge O'Brown had them. A few other people had them. He said that they want you to take the jab. That was mandatory to make these movies. These blacks got to take the jab. And he started starting to share. Now, he might have took and just got mad at the, what's going on. But I don't know. But I'm just going to say this part. That cloning in that movie premised that they were still walking around. And they wanted to show you that the clones were still, just like my man did in Nope when he had them in the orange vest and they was in the, coming out the underground, same premise. Same, they show you the same movies under a different perception. That's all. Same movie. Same movie. When they had come out, they were what they call Nopa Dopplers. They came out in their orange suit with the dude made Nope and all that bullshit. Same shit. They coming out under the ground. Same thing they was making them under the ground. Now, the reason why they got to tell you this is because they are underground cities. They can't just come out and say, yeah, like us, right, 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 same shit. Now, all these cats is married to white women. Just so you all know, the racial shit is bullshit. Because all of them married to white chicks. All of them on Fox. All of them on CNN married. They fucking each other on Good Morning America. Talking all this racial shit. It's designed. It's designer drugs. Now, I'm told you, I ain't going to get hot and put you on this. I got some more. Brothers, you go next. Keep it going. But what I'm about to play for y'all soon, it's going to jack y'all up. 6661, you on? You out there.
Hey, go my ahead. Brothers and sisters, greetings, greetings.
Greetings. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
Jack Bauer, Wag the Dog, you
everything,
man. This complicity amongst our own people. I watch Stephen A. Smith. You giving a pass to somebody else, but y'all let Wesley go. Y'all let Wesley go up the river when he tried to pull the thing with the sovereign thing. Y'all let Kodak Black go, and ain't none of y'all said not a darn thing. But then now
right.
you on ESPN, you bigging up this man like He privileged. I'm like, really? But the complacency, all y'all from the y'all church, LCC or whatever y'all doing, FBI takers and all that, y'all could be drug on the street when these people find out what y'all doing. Y'all getting over on the people. Y'all perpetuating the lie. Y'all got a heavy price to pay, and that's all. I got to say, because for me, between watching the, you know, how the psychological move between the two parties, the left and the right brain, and what you look at the psychological wear of what's right, what's wrong, and what's, you know, what's in, you know, in the middle. Because who am I to judge, lest that be judged more? So me as a spectator while getting myself right, I'm just watching the perpetuation of how this thing going on and the ignorance of how they not showing it on the, what they call it, the Big Seven, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, and whatever that's been playing out, and all these actors and perpetrators, they're really doing a disservice to the village. Hotel, my brother, keep it moving. And everybody, they've been vindicated, man. It's totally vindicated.
Yeah, I feel it too, man. And, you know, the thing about that is, too, and it's true, it's like when you do a show on facts, you ain't really judgmental on nothing. You just give the facts. Whatever you take it to be, that's how I tell you.
They don't want you
that long time. Yeah, because the facts are the facts. Now, whether you accept the facts or not, I still could love you, but just go to show you that I can't give you no facts and information because you might mess that up.
But the ignorance of the family state is they always say, well, and you show them where it's at, and they say, oh, they don't go no further.
Oh, that's true. Now, the problem is, The problem is they have problem now. I'm just being factual. Statistically show both families have problem with the messenger. The person in the family who's giving the message might not be the least likely they want to hear from. And that's what happens in families today, that you have so many geniuses in your family that you have not really been able to tap into because of the mental frustration of the family circuit. Because many of us be like, man, my cousin do this, my sister is good at this. We don't never say how we can invest in the good of what they do. So that comes to be where you heard what the ancestor of these so-called people y'all call fallen angels, they said, they said they had sex to keep it in the dynastical realm, meaning that our family rules because we inbreed. That's what they said. Go look it up, y'all. People was having sex with their family members to keep wealth. This is a fact in your Bible.
That's how they did the bloodline. The bloodline.
Yeah. So don't come with the bullshit that y'all.
Just to see also the ignorance of this so-called the benefit. Here it is. You have a professor of color writing the facts, because if it wasn't for the benefits or whatever they learned during the whatever, there would be no Black Wall Street.
Right, hold on. That's why I said we got more intelligent debate on this program than they got on any news network, because how the hell are you going to not analyze the fact that when you freed Dr. Carl Anderson, I mean, all the historians I learned from said we was the top-notch artisan. The whole thing of serve the rule means I serve you, I rule over you. Really, it's called to serve the rule. So if you were the servers at one point in time, and then you got the nerve to go to church and give the same allegoric story of Joseph in Egypt. Joseph was in Egypt. He was a ruler. Then you're going to say, it's an American. Well, goddamn it, if you can tell the analogy of that, then what's the problem? That means you was once at the highest levels in America, people, and you fell from grace. And then you trying to figure out what happened. Because the course of the story, you was hitting the head. You know, you heard this before from all the greats. Now, the problem is it really being comprehensively understood when somebody tell you that you was hitting the head? Does that mean that we gave ourselves over to psychology? I'm asking y'all.
Yeah.
Because being hitting the head means we being psychoanalyzed.
Lost all consciousness.
All consciousness and shit.
They got wag the dog. The wag the in my opinion, right? In my opinion, the wag the dog theory was actually they performed Pavlov's experiment on
Pavlov's. That's what they did.
Welfare.
They
gave us welfare for so long. It's, oh no, you can't have that king sitting out there. Or we're gonna usurp your money. Dumbed you down.
Pavlov's law.
Education. Pavlov's law. They applied that to us, and it's fact.
Now, you want to say some things that I tell people they're making movies out of. Plato's Republic. Now, I don't know if y'all seen that movie, Knock at the Cabin, where they did the Four Horsemen and shit in the allegoric form, but with these two gay dudes brought this Asian chick as a child, and they show what greater love. Now, I hope y'all paid attention because we did shows on this. Under pedophilia or pedastry. Y'all remember back in the day? I mean, yeah, we had Sorosetti on. Everybody was on. They would tell because gay love was considered pure love. Hope y'all look. Just look it up, everybody. Gay love was considered pure love. I said, well, goddamn. So I started looking up some shit because, of course, that was the time everybody was on these shows debating in New York and shit. They on everything. Now you don't see them shows no more, do you? I don't know if they were psyops or not. I'm just being straight up honest with y'all. I don't know. I told y'all from the get-go, psyops exist because I was in one. So, I don't know what to tell y'all. But these psyops, they disappear. Now, the biggest psyop now, I ain't going to name him, but y'all know he over there running around with people. These are psyops they put out here because they know that the people are like walking. There's no way they can. They already know. You know what they already know? You told them everything, everybody. They know your whole history. And then when they gave you this new technology to give you godlike technology to the prince of the power of the heirs of the Bible, it's funny, these stories don't make sense to y'all. The internet ain't nothing but the prince of the powers of the air. in your Bible story. But the preachers ain't going to tell you that because they under fuckology. We're going to take some more callers. Fuckology, wait till you see how you got to get fucked in the fuckology. Yeah, you think fuck getting fucked with a dick is good. Wait till you get fucked in fuckology. They try to tell you in that movie, Cloning. You see, they said the same thing. They had them all experimenting, going crazy and shit, just like we played a couple weeks ago. But we gave you the real people name. See, they just give you scenarios. We gave you name. He just gave you a name, Pavlov. That's the whole school system right there.
Pavlov Law. They put me on restricted talking about, oh, you violated the media code. Discriminating because I said, well, in Tyrone, there's a there's a pimp, a hoe, and a hustler. I said, and guess what? The villain is not white.
And the villain, that's right. The villain without the villain without what I've been told. Hold on, I'm super vindicated because I'm one of the first to come out on these programs and said that the black people were the first devils. Because I learned we were the first devils. I learned it. So you think I just figured it out? Somebody told me. I said, that can't be. I said, man, shit. Then I realized when I got deeper into this shit, I said, man, we are the fucking devil. Because you already said you first. See, that's why you don't know. That's why you know you under fuckology. You always claiming you first, right? Ain't that what you do, black people? We first. We first. Well, you the first to fuck the earth up. Let's get it on. 1300, you on fuckology 101 today. We about to teach this shit. Go ahead.
Hey, okay, B, I don't know how you brought me in on the queue. I don't know how. I'm on the road. You know, I'm coming from down your way. So.
Okay, well,
hey,
all right, don't worry. All right, okay, just either say, you can say something or you can mute yourself. I'm glad y'all safe and sound, bro. Much love. I know you had a good time down here. We know. We see you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, man. We had a good time down there. It was just hot as hell, though, man. Why is
Ain't it, bro? Oh, bro. I'm telling y'all. If you want to play get hot up in here, at nighttime it's hot, y'all. Nighttime.
Yes, sir. 90 degrees, yeah. 91 degrees last night. I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah.
All right, I'm in the background.
All right, bro. That background, much love to you and the family, man. Peace and love. Yeah, we're going to get it on some more. Again. Man, we had a, I'm having ball up in here. Everybody know we have a good time all the time. But people out here are used to this shit, man. The heat down here, I don't know if y'all, some of y'all couldn't even make it down here with the heat. But my body been in heat for so long, it's a beautiful thing, but it could be, you got to stay in the house up until at least 4 o'clock. You will get maybe some relief. It must rain for you to feel happy. Now, here's the key, y'all. Don't get nervous. Now, I don't know if they're using the satellites. Cause, you know, I'm only getting intelligentsia from others who are claiming to be in the intelligentsia profession. The one intelligentsia I know to be a fact is I've seen with my own eyes is there's a rule that they want to bring the earth to a certain geometrical equation. Now, why they fixated on this geometria or geo, whatever you want to say it is your guess, but we're going to all try to guess today. Let me just tell y'all something. Human sacrifice has never left the earth. Though you want to believe you were the civic society and shit like that, y'all better get that shit out your mind, really. I'm telling you straight up. They try to warn you with Soylent Green. They try. I was a sci-fi, I love that movie, but then I got deep and old. I said, oh, this shit real. And I'm seeing Beyond Burgers. Beyond Burgers' phenomenon is beyond the grave. Now, here's the crazy part about what they're telling you. Now, once you kill a vegetable and you do all these processes to this vegetable to make it a veggie burger, the only way you could tell me you're making a real veggie burger if you made it from scratch. That's a fact. Now, you make the veggie burgers from scratch your goddamn self, you healthy. But if you're going to tell me you went to a pharmaceutical plant that claims they made the pharmaceutical plant, because that's what it is, and you're going to tell me that makes sense to you, That shows you didn't do your due diligence and look up your own food. So basically, you're saying the same thing that we've been saying. I don't judge nobody what you eat, because you can't make me believe because you brought a veggie burger from some stores, whatever. Uh-uh. It's a process to that veggie burger that got to go through some bullshit. Mm-mm. Unless you made it from scratch. And how many people really making this shit from scratch? Now, if you make it from scratch, we applaud you. No problem at all. Though you are making all the possible food safe, we applaud you. No doubt about it. But those of you...
growing it yourself and making it, that's the only way.
That's right. You're going to tell me you went to some store and I go look up the plant store and everything. I'm saying, wait a minute, it's connected to fucking BlackRock and shit. See, that's why I know you ain't doing your due diligence, because we gave y'all the clues from your own. Because from y'all clues, I make clues to put on these. So I put up the X. I put up the government thing showing y'all that y'all been saying we ruled by the government. First thing it say, BlackRock. This other name, and pharmaceutical. I mean, three companies ruling the whole fucking U.S. And anytime, and I'm going to say this and bring y'all back on, anytime you bring on a politician from another country, and he telling you, that means they the rulers of the country. I don't know how y'all don't know diplomacy by now. Been on watching all these goddamn movies on diplomacy. Ain't nobody could just come into the country, get diplomatic immunity, without having some control mechanisms. How is that done? Let me get some more calls, because we about to get hot up in here. You can tell the school system dumped everybody down. Go ahead, what you say?
Those hot dogs, those veggie hot dogs, they be selling at those veggie stores. That stuff is awful, too.
I'm telling you, they're using magic words, vegan. Look at what the word vegan means. And y'all on spell. Since I've been saying for years, y'all been saying to yourself for years, why am I? Because you under spell. I mean, with no other way. That's why it's called Spelman College. They know what they were doing. And look where they located at. In Four Corners. That's what we call Four Corner News. See, I hope y'all ready for this. I told you. Now, after I play some of this, I'm going to bring in 8554 and then 9451. So y'all get ready. Y'all next. Y'all going on first. Refresh yourself, because we got so much more to put on here. But we got to play this. Those of you who don't, I don't know if the show's still on, because I had to use the phone because they don't cut the original shit off, saying it's all this new our direct connect shit. So let's hope we can make this show finish it. Now, here it is, everybody. I told you something. I'm going to play this. I'm going to hear from everybody, but you know those two, y'all first. Come on, y'all. Do we really know the Civil War good? Do we really know the Civil War good? Think about this for a minute. Think about it for a minute. I mean, we were rich after slavery. That proves they don't want us to know. That's why the Democratic Party is mad about the black man. See, it's a black guy who told this in Florida that. That's why, I'm so scared of the teachers now, because they got to be brainwashed. Because a black guy made this curriculum for Florida, just in case he helped. And he's going berserk. Like, he gave us millionaires, the same millionaires I talked about. I should be on the board. Same millionaires I brought to y'all attention before this even happened. He named them. And I told you, there's a whole bunch of rich people black in Florida. Now, y'all mad because they telling the truth now. I'm going to show you y'all haters of the truth. That's why facts matter. Haters. You got to be a hater of the truth. Now, I want y'all to listen carefully. The group, I don't know how they did it. It's almost like Get Out. The group that puts you in slavery for the banksters, and that's why they let the copper, they made a deal with the copper baggers and shit. Y'all better go look these banks up that it was called that. They made a deal. That's why they said the blacks were becoming Republicans. Just look this up. They said the blacks are becoming the Republic now. They had to realize we was about to take over. That's why they give you one black Wall Street. Y'all so stupid believe only one black group had all. I mean, that's how dumb we are. What dummy would think?
Black Wall Street in Atlanta closed now.
Yeah. But that's how dumb they are. What dummy would think only one area of the country had all the fucking money? That was black. That's how you know. Y'all, now, because the people telling y'all the truth, y'all hate the Jesuses now. That's why they had the Judas Jesus. I'm just giving y'all some allegory. Because when I come back after playing this, y'all got some explaining to do. Because remember, there's repercussions to stupidity. Remember that one.
Margaret Slee, president of America's Planned Parenthood Federation, maintains that European women should stop having babies for the next 10 years.
But Mrs. Slee, in this country, having babies is the only thing left which is both unrationed and untaxed. Do you think we really ought to stop?
Well, I suppose a subject like that is really so personal that it's entirely up to the parents to decide. But from my view, I believe that there should be no more babies.
The term eugenics is basically a set of beliefs
This is Margaret Slee, president of America's Planned Parenthood Federation, maintains that European women should stop having babies for the next 10 years.
But Mrs. Slee, in this country, having babies is the only thing left which is both unrationed and untaxed. Do you think we really ought to stop?
Well, I suppose a subject like
untaxed.
That is really so
untaxed.
It's entirely up to the parents to decide. But for my view, I believe that there should be no more babies.
The term eugenics is basically a set of beliefs and practices that aim to improve the genetic quality of a human population. Historically, by excluding people and groups judged to be inferior and promoting those judged to be superior. There have been various applications of eugenics, perhaps the most famous being the Germans before and during World War II, which was condemned by the Nuremberg War Crimes Trials. But the Germans did not invent eugenics. In fact, they were inspired by the founder of the taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood. The truth behind the genesis of that organization and its founder are much darker than most Americans realize. Who was the real Margaret Sanger? Why was she heralded by the Third Reich as the greatest socialist in America? Why do modern Democrats who claim to support the African-American population justify presenting her as a cultural icon?
Hello, I'm Colin Heaton, a veteran of the United States Army and Marine Corps, former history professor, book author, and welcome to this episode of Forgotten History. Margaret Sanger was born on September 14, 1879 in Corning, New York. She is an icon to left-wing groups due to her founding of Planned Parenthood in October 1916 with her sister Ethel Byrne and Fannie Mendel, which was the first birth control clinic in Brownsville, Brooklyn, New York. 9 days later, the police raided the clinic and arrested all the people involved for promoting birth control, which was illegal. Sanger refused to pay the fine and spent 30 days in jail. She then traveled the country preaching her concepts. Sanger then founded the American Birth Control League in 1921. Sanger also endorsed the 1927 decision Buck v. Bell, in which the Supreme Court ruled that states could forcibly sterilize people deemed unfit without their consent and sometimes without their knowledge. This American law would be the major defense at Nuremberg for the Nazi defendants who were doctors practicing Sanger's methods, and many would be found not guilty as a result of this defense. In 1939, Sanger began what was called the Negro Project, alongside black leaders like W.E.B. Du Bois, Mary McLeod Bethune, and Reverend Adam Clayton Powell. This was the plan to have black doctors performing on black patients, to perpetuate the sterilization of blacks who were deemed inferior, as many black patients were suspicious of white doctors. Following upon Sanger's eugenics platform, disguised as giving women access to birth control, the ABCL became Planned Parenthood Federation of America in 1942 after birth control was no longer considered illegal, at least among married couples. During this period, Sanger had critics and supporters. The supporters even today claim that she condemned abortion, arguing that it would not be needed if every woman had access to birth control. What they leave out is that Sanger only opposed abortions if that meant not producing the best, healthiest, most intelligent from Caucasian couples. For blacks, Jews, and brown-skinned people, as well as low IQ white people, and those with birth defects, they were not to be allowed. This was what the Nazis adopted. Ironically, in 1966, Planned Parenthood began issuing its Margaret Sanger Awards annually to honor individuals of distinction in recognition of excellence and leadership in furthering reproductive health and reproductive rights. However, the organization very quietly and without any fanfare stopped this practice as Black Lives Matter rose to prominence. It would have been seen as the height of hypocrisy to have a liberal-backed domestic terror group that attacked white America connected to Sanger, a Democrat darling who wanted to exterminate blacks. In fact, the last recipient of the award listed on the website is Dr. Willie Parker in 2015. Then, it just quietly disappeared. Parker was an abortionist known for his contentious claims that his Christian faith influenced his work. He was accused of sexual assault in 2019, which he denied, but he still resigned from all of his professional positions in 2020. Other recipients of the Margaret Sanger Award include House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and actresses Jane Fonda and Katharine Hepburn. Margaret Sanger was one of the few women to be given an honorific title and inducted into the Ku Klux Klan, and exalted by none other than Adolf Hitler and Dr. Joseph Goebbels. She was friends with the racist Democratic President Woodrow Wilson, Democratic fundraiser, and automobile maker Henry Ford, who was also friends with Adolf Hitler, and a rabid anti-Semite and hater of black Americans. Margaret Sanger's rabid racism, anti-Semitism, and violent suggestions on eliminating all non-whites from American society endeared her to the eugenics crisis.
Now, I'll put that up there. So I'm about to bring y'all, I put that up there to show you. That's Michigan, y'all. Dearborn News. And then Three the Hard Way showed you that the Nazis was going to put a germ in the water in Michigan to hit all the, and you just heard all that's in Michigan. Fluorization program, 1945, the same time when they came up with this scheme, they put fluoride in the water in Michigan. Read that statement. I put it up there for you. That's a fact. I didn't make that up. And look how y'all reacting, because you have been deemed defective. You just heard what they said. And look who they had to help. They had help. That's why that movie Conan Tyrone was, because look who helped them. Oh, man. I hope y'all ready for the rest of this. This is going to be outrageous. 8554, you are in the helios.
Yeah, wow. Now, Tennessee, where I'm at now, they just passed a bill not too long ago that outlawed abortions, you know, only in certain circumstances, if that. And the state I came from, Illinois, they are a free state as far as abortion. You know, we didn't talk
right.
Several times about J.P. Pritzker, the governor, so on and so
mm-hmm.
on. But now
mm-hmm.
the bigger picture with this eugenics thing is part of the Green Deal, the ESG, Sustainable Development, the Great Reset. It doesn't just apply to the land and the planet. It also applies to people, connecting that with these vaccines. I haven't seen the Clone of Tyrone movie. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I don't know because I don't have Netflix. But now, here's the thing about that with this whole getting rid of people off the planet. That ties in with COVID-19 vaccines and stuff. COVID is not over. It's like every week, every other month or whatever, we see these waves of actresses, comedians, athletes, LeBron James' son, they fall out from heart attacks.
Yep.
It's like, come on, it's like it's a feedback loop that a lot of people can't really break themselves from, you know, and look at the states
yep.
and stuff that's promoting, but making it legal where you can't go to get abortion in a particular state where you can go to another state and get it. Look what the military is doing now. They're promoting it also. And anytime you see the military and stuff promoting with the mainstream news and the politicians is promoting, I mean, it's the same agenda. And I mean, how many times we got to keep going over this? Now,
you know what? No, I'm glad you said that, because I'm loving what you said. We're gonna be, it's gonna be infinity.
I know, us on the line, you know, but it's like the
people, but you being heard. No, you being heard, because believe me, you being heard. I'm telling you that you're right. But it's like almost learning by repetition again, because they can't remember shit. You got the stuff I'm playing over just to make sure everybody. It's almost unbelievable.
What they call
it's unbelievable.
Military muscle memory.
There you go. There you go.
Or reading it.
You got to keep repeating it. Yep.
Right.
Yep. Go ahead.
Now check this out. Hopefully, my sister from Buffalo is still on there. This is for her. Now,
yes,
true story. Greetings, sister. How you doing? True story. Yesterday, I just finished up watching the series, Doctor Who series, and this particular season show was called The Curse of the Peladon. It aired around 1971-72. Now, there's a particular character that was on there named Alpha Centauri. Now, Alpha Centauri was as tall as a man and single-footed. Not unlike a sea animal. It had an indescent body which changed from green to blue, an octopod head, six tentacles, and one beautiful eye. Now, the key thing about this Alpha Centaurian, it also had a squeaky falsetto voice and was a genderless hermaphrodite hexapod, according to the doctor.
Alpha
Centaurian was a member of the Galactic Federation. It was an ambassador.
Check that out.
And the
out.
History of this Alpha Centauri character dates back to 1881, and they put this in a TV show over 3 years ago. Now, you want to sit up there and tell me that this shit ain't real. Aliens, so-called aliens don't exist. They put it
in
doctor, a TV show.
They're your political affiliates. They're everywhere. There's millions of it. If you got Disney Plus, you've been keeping up with Invasion, Secret Invasion, there's millions.
Yeah.
We got all kinds of beings on here.
And I'm glad you said that, because I was gonna hit on that real quick now. Y'all tell me why last week, the last episode of Secret Invasion was on Wednesday, the same day that they had a congressional hearing on UFOs.
Thank y'all, love y'all. Boy, that's like that made
woo. What did they get?
Woo.
A ship.
Damn, that made my skin crawl. Damn.
He was a reptilian, and you know Nick Fury is black, as you want to say, and they getting on there like Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And then the president, after he found out that he had scrolls in his cabinet. Now he's taking them. He's basically going to war with them. Now he sent out his squads to basically try to wipe them off the planet. And he told Nick Fury, aka Samuel Jackson, "You got to get them off my planet." And Samuel Jackson said, "Well, you done lost your damn mind. You gonna fuck around and be a one-term president?" I said, "Huh."
Yeah, check that out. And that might have been what we had here. See, the thing about it is, now that's from, you know, I couldn't ask for a better group of people on this program. Man, look what you just gave the whole presidential, all y'all, the whole presidential layout of government right now. It's the whole layout of government y'all just gave. Because think about what y'all just said. Now, we only had cocaine. Just think about the past couple of weeks, everybody. Cocaine. Then we only had another one there. They know everybody cocaine. Then they went and had the dog bite. I want y'all to hear this. Their dog is biting everybody. They got cases. I just found this out by going on some D.C. law. There's people now suing them or going to bout because they've been bitten by that dog. That's like vampire shit. The dog bit. Let's look up that dog that got how many people he bit. And I'm telling y'all. Now, I know I'm taking the show to another level because I told you we're getting to the second level now. Now, I watched this thing called Dracul Bay. I watched this whole vampire thing for about 4 hours one day. And it took me to see Romania and them
making money, the same area that Ukraine is in. They making money. They got people coming around the whole world to see Transylvania and shit. I said, damn. So I'm watching this shit. Now, y'all think this is a joke, but they pimping hard, man. This is the Frankish Empire. I'm telling you. I said the Khazarian, but I'm going to say for those who want to hear a new name, Frankish. These individuals is where the Moors, the Turks, all them, they was creating magic. And they was doing experiments on all of Eurasia or Croatia, all the names y'all want to hear. And that's where all these stories come from, drinking the blood. They had figured out that the woman and two other women. Now, them goddesses they named, y'all better go look up the goddesses of Europe. They all worship black women. Y'all lying. Because y'all know we went up when we first found out the Virgin Mary in Poland was black. Everybody who my brain set went, looked up all the goddamn Virgin Marys. Found out all of them. All of them black. I told
y'all.
That
goes back to what you said a few minutes ago. If black people were the first people on the planet, good
yeah,
or bad, because
yeah,
they keep it
yeah,
balanced. We
yeah,
tied in
they don't
want to
hear.
So there's no right, exactly.
They don't want to hear. Unfortunately, we got to keep telling them because, unfortunately, it is a real scenario. Even though I can tell you, y'all can believe what you want. 9451. I said you can believe what you want, but the facts matter. 9451.
What's going on, y'all? Can y'all hear me?
I hear you clearly. We know we got you in there. You ready?
Yes,
fire them up. Fire them up. Go
well,
ahead.
Man, the hermaphrodite, or as you said, though, with the eunuchs, right?
The
now,
eunuchs.
When you look at, I'm going to give you two white people gods. You got Baphomet, and you got Pan.
Mm-hmm.
And they both are depicted as a man and a woman together, like a hermaphrodite, or like a tree.
That's right. That's right.
They got breasts, but they got, you know, a dress on, but they're men. So I just looked at that like, wow, you know, they got us on worshiping their thing. And that was a great clip we played on Margaret Singer, Planned Parenthood and all that stuff. Hillary Clinton's model icon, I think she always says that, you know, that's her idol growing up was Margaret Singer. I was calling to say, man, why do you think, well, I'll wait until later, man. I don't want to go off topic. Go ahead.
Hello? Can anybody hear me?
I'm on the line. I'm here.
Yeah, we
hear me.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We still
right.
Listening. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Dennis. No, I was going somewhere else, man, to a offline conversation me and Dry Bones at. I didn't have
go ahead. Speak on
add,
it.
Man.
Speak on it, man. Speak on it.
Because we was arguing about basketball. That's why I didn't want to get into it right now. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing important. We talking about important stuff right now.
That was fun stuff. Man, that's me fun shit. Go ahead. That's why I love the thread because it's like we talking to my homeboys and shit. I'm like, hey, it's over. I hit it. Go ahead.
Yeah. But nah, boy, that was it, man. I could go into that later when we got more time.
Just so y'all know, because y'all don't be on the thread. Maybe y'all should go on it because some of y'all say they text too much. I love it. Let me just say that. Maybe we were all joking a long time ago about Juwanna Mann.
Yeah.
Mm. And so these two NBA stars, they beating their wives up and shit. There's two of them getting married right now on the team. But I like sports, so I'm looking at the betting aspect like, okay, they like bring the people, but because they married each other, obviously. But I grew up in the era where we already knew they were gay because
We just couldn't fuck them. That's all that was about.
That got arrested for domestic violence the other day.
That's the one we was having talking shit with each other about. I haven't fun because we talking about sports. I forgot her name. Yeah, but keep that thought because that goes along with this program because these women do look strong, but they can't. So again, the question would be when a man could dunk. The only one I've seen dunk thus far was two of them. That's it. Like, and they weren't spectacular dunks. Everybody should know that. But we got cousins. I said, remember that. We got cousins, family members that do play sports. They female. So we all grew up supporting that because we all like sports where we come from. Everybody know we like sports, Buffalo. So everybody into sports. We have a good time. But the thing is, I never have imagined that movie, Juwanna Man, would be possibly what's actually going on in the WNBA because it's an experimental league. Remember now. Let's take it to that level, y'all, since y'all want to go there. Remember now, that league came out of, you know, obscurity. It was like, let's make a women league. It took a long time. The people we grew up with, like Mimi Hinn was talking about earlier, Lisa Leslie, the chick now, she got a commercial with the feet. I can't think of her, but she good. She was great. There's a whole bunch of them was good. But they did have men looks, but they had tits, and we assumed they had vaginas. We didn't know, really, but we assumed they had them. But now I'm coming to the premise. They may not. This might be the reason why this is going on. They none of them talk against these men playing them sports. Have y'all noticed that?
Well, look how they're being promoted now. This could connect back to Disney again. When they had that national championship game, when it was at LSU and Iowa, that was on what? ABC was connected with ESPN and Disney. So they're
that's
promoting
right.
them.
Yeah. But so that's right. But that's what I tell most. You're absolutely correct. I'm glad we did talk about it because you made that clear that it is strange that they are now doing domestic violence on each other and shit and he'd be like, well, damn, are they gonna get in trouble too or what's going on? So yeah, it's a good point. But go ahead, finish your part and then we'll come back to some more of that. Go ahead.
The NIL, right? The name,
right.
Image likeness. So I was shocked because I'm watching what's the girl? She got into all the trouble because she put her hand up in the white girl face.
Oh yeah, the Reese chick, the Reese from LSU.
She
everywhere. She everywhere taking clothes off.
She said that she's the highest paid NIL in college sports. She said she was getting $1.2 million a month for
check that out.
After the NAACP tournament. That's how much money that she was getting into the NAACP, goddamn NCAA tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's close. They probably close. Don't worry.
Yeah, they probably got it. But yeah, in their tournament, I was thinking this girl getting 100. But she said she's not in no rush to go to no WNBA and just be making a little bit of money when she getting all this money playing in college just off her name, image, and likeness. People want to use her name. People want to put her name in commercials and to endorse products, and it's going back to that virtual thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's like just like the actors can sell their image, and then they can make the whole movie without them really being there. She's just selling her image, her name, image, and likeness. She's just selling that virtually, like it's everywhere. She's pulling in all this money. She don't even know where it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? It's
exactly.
Just coming in.
It's coming in.
Wow.
She could be, they could put her name to any agenda they want. You get what I'm saying? And
gotcha.
I was watching the chick on Grindr, and she was shooting jump shots with no shirt on. And this chick got a dude chest, bro. So, I mean, I was like, damn, she don't got no
titty
at all.
Just like they did Hollywood.
But we had some programs that we all been affiliated with, and again we're gonna do something because we talked about doing something with you in that thread. We're gonna do that. Let's do that ASAP SAP on that one because again, a lot of stuff we're talking about is coming to fruition with through other means now. Because remember, he did a show on the jobs, been doing it. These jobs are going to be very much in jeopardy. Everybody, I guarantee you. Even mine, I'm talking the president. These jobs will be in jeopardy because they've been given the green light to eliminate. When you go to get the green light, eliminate, That's why the Hollywood thing. Now think about it. They use Hollywood. I was on some threads on these so-called shows. I go on there and hit a thread on YouTube. I'm gonna tell y'all, they talking. They mad about the strike. Now, you know what they said though, everybody. They said the only thing gonna be on TV is reality TV shows. That's what they said.
But now, which strike? It's two of them. It's the writer's strike and the actor's strike. Because it's like,
right.
It's weird. It can happen at the same time.
At the same time. They going now. Now reality shows is actually nothing new. All they are is reinvented soap operas.
Right.
They ain't no real such thing as reality shows. Everybody, come on. It's reinvented. You think somebody can watch me all day? I'm gonna let somebody watch me all day. Really, I mean, even if they pay me a lot of money, you know it's staged. Because I got to shit. I got to do stupid shit. They ain't going to put that on. So we've been watching this for a while, and at least 20 years of reality growth from soap operas being phased out to reality TV. And right now, it's a super genesis of reality TV shows coming out.
It's all on social media now. What do you need the television for when you got the TV?
Right.
So everything is on
YouTube.
Reality show is social media. Influence.
Social media. There you go. That's it. Now, that's the new reality TV show. Now, what does that mean? Now, if that's the new reality TV show, because y'all giving out all the answers. Y'all giving out all the answers. Damn. Then that means definitely, that everything y'all talked about.
They got commercials. You can flick back and forth to see who's killing who and who's fucking who and who's acting like an idiot. All of it.
That's right.
You can see the foolishness 24/7.
Now, I think that's going to be something that we now I can't tell anybody how to make no money because I brought everybody on here to give y'all opinion on money and we don't have some things being said, but some of y'all have never really those of you on the line know what I'm talking about. They never joined nothing. Like, you know, you never joined anything like the Moors. You never, like, put yourself into the position where you got to give people money because you joined it. When you realize you joining something of that magnitude that's telling y'all to do these things that they want you to do, because it's actually
an oxymoron. The church, too, but you know, pay that 10%.
Right. Oxymoron. It's an oxymoron. It's like, the concept of pimping, and I tell everybody, I used to think pimping was a bad word, but you should be able to pimp. You know why I say that? Because you need to get your cut first. Whatever you do in life, get your cut first to fulfill whatever you're going to do. If you're waiting for somebody to give you a cut or something, then you ain't going to get a good cut. That's just common 101. So you got to get your cut first. So the thing about life is they tell you these stories. That's why I just said earlier, he was the pimp, the hoe, and the dealer. And really, the hoe was the star. Wasn't for the hoe, it wouldn't have had happened. I'm just going to say that much. Just y'all see the book. See, they use ancient principles of hoeing. I hate to say it like this, but they use an ancient principle. This is not new. I hate to be acting like, oh, I'm bringing some new shit, because I've been brainwashed by some shit that was already done in prior life. I'm like, I didn't know, because I'm dumb. But it's nothing new. Pimping and hoeing is the original business. That's just plain simple, 101. I don't know how other way to tell you. It's that simple. Pimping and hoeing is the number one profession on the fucking earth. Period. Parents will pimp their children so they can live a better life. That's the first pimps.
Now, Draw Bones, you notice they were moving the pimp now.
Go ahead, say it again.
First, they were moving the pimp now from the hoe.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. Tell me how they're doing.
First with social media, right? Because, one, all the females on Instagram showing their ass and everything, right? They could set up an OnlyFans page where they can be butt naked having sex.
Check that out.
So now you call her and book her. You know, I'm going to fly you out to New York for a couple of days. I'm going to take you here. I'm going to buy you this, you know. And you set your deal up, right? You don't got no pimp the pimps is mad, and then they turned around and they start charging the pimps with human trafficking. Okay,
yeah.
So that
yep.
gives them like a life sentence. That gives them like a terrorist. That
yeah.
puts them up
yeah.
in. In Matt Superman.
That's
so
right. That's right. Patriot Act.
They're eliminating
mm-hmm.
the pimp, and they're leaving. So
now, hold on. Let's go there. Hold on. You hit no. I don't know why you call yourself Tough Most. We're going to do a show why you call yourself Tough Most. But
I don't call
I
myself
say,
Tough Most, man. Dr. X gave me that name.
Oh.
Dr. X gave me that
okay.
name.
Okay, because that's an ancient principle of getting your dick chopped off. You don't need no pimp. Now, hold on. Now,
well,
sister, you said
we stopping using that.
No. I gotta bring that to everybody. Cause you know, I'm 360. I'm trying to be 360. But I'm gonna hit that on every aspect I've been around. Now, for those of you listening out there, the same concept is he said, get away the pimp. They're going away the pimp. Get the pimp out the picture. Take his dick out the picture. His mind did. You know, he could mind fuck you. That's where this fuckology coming from. He could mind fuck
you. And the back of what he was saying, look at what Zion Williamson, Jordan Poole did with Ice Spice and that I forgot that girl name that
right.
that stripper
porn
right,
star
you know
the porn star
the
no
porn
she a real porn star,
star. Exactly.
She on Pornhub she real
why get a pimp well you got a NBA player gonna give you thousands of dollars every week
right well that's but she pimping see the Rizzy I tell y'all I'm only gonna give y'all the fact. I'm only telling y'all what y'all looking at the man being the pimp. The original pimp was this fucking woman.
Mm-hmm.
If you know them, they call them madams. Y'all better look this shit up. I don't know why y'all don't look up etymology just like y'all do gematria because the words got symbolic meaning. They don't mean because you think you know what the definition. It's like about 8, 10, 15 definitions. Which one you know? It could be the secret definition if you don't know that. Abracadabra, one of them. But that's just a small one now. Because everybody know abracadabra. They made it a music.
But you check it, a hoe used to only could work the strip. Now she can work
no.
the whole world with social media,
right?
You got the Dubai.
That's right.
Just flying these girls out. Well, you got to sleep with me, my four little nephews, because they all virgin. And I want you to fuck my camel. And I'm going to give you $250,000.
That's right. Now, I'm with y'all. All I'm doing is going to go with this because I'm taking this to the next level. All I'm saying is if y'all saying that the men who went to, because y'all heard what the eunuch meant, they had the eunuch, because once you castrate at a certain, I think everybody been circumcised. I have. I didn't know about no religious contents. My parents. The first patents did this to me without me even knowing. How the fuck do I know I'm getting circumcised? So I'm getting circumcised. I'm thinking, I don't know nothing about those circumcisions until I get to a certain age. I'm like, oh, shit, they cut on your dick. Now, right there should be a sign to y'all that they cut on your dick just in case because you got this thing on it, all this shit, meat on top of the shit, and they decided. Now, what is the reason for that? Now, I'm going to do a program on it. I hope all y'all join us on that. Why, what that circumcision shit mean? Because, see, it's also female circumcision where they sew the pussy up. Sure will. You better go look this up, y'all. If y'all don't know nothing about this, this real talk. See, you won't be able to come back to me because everything I say is factually when it comes to what I need to be facts. Everybody got some deception because that's why I love espionage. But the thing about everything out here, y'all already hitting on, if the woman, I'm going to go to the if the woman, look in Epstein's case.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Maxwell. Let's go with this facts of this. This is the biggest madam we know. You know who the biggest madams are in the world? India. They give their hair up for a goddess so they can have control over the beauty trade. I hope y'all know how hoeing go. See, there was no man. That's the key. Y'all just said it. That's why I told you they were hermaphrodites. They ain't need no fucking man. They was able to fuck themselves. Called asexual. Look up asexual beings, everybody. We learned this in the Yahwehs. Come on, y'all. This is so old shit. Asexual beings. Look up capital A and put capital A. Don't put little a. Put A capital in the dictionary of your Google and put sexual in there, and you will see hermaphrodite animals. That's what it means. Hermaphrodite beings on the planet Earth. Those who can recreate themselves. They're all over the fucking place, man. Come on. What are we, stupid? This is elementary shit we learned. in the temples. That's why I went to homeschool, and y'all believe a nigga who, y'all who believe a nigga who talking about he going to make a school, I want y'all to know I can't stand none of y'all, and I wish total destruction like your Bible state on liars. It said, how could you believe a man who has deceived you, who was given a court order to cease and desist, and talking about making himself a school in Pennsylvania? I ain't got to name y'all. I got the court case. Somebody said to me, I got the court case. Went on somebody's shit, said, man, go look at this shit. They heard my shit. They said, oh, go look at it because you already had them on. Everybody know. And then we got niggas across the country going to this shit. How can I really trust you in a time of trouble? See, this is Christ. You got to realize, well, we about to go to the next level. I
same
might be
thing
a three
applies
before
to Sleepy Joe.
Yeah. y'all believe in people. Now, play Planned Parenthood for y'all because I'm going hot on y'all. Planned Parenthood. She said she became an initiate of the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan ain't no dumb group. That's why I said, y'all got to be stupid as hell. You know, the hood they wear is the Moors hood of Spain. That's the hood they wear. Go look it up. Come on this show, bet some money. I love betting with y'all. Niggas don't like them even bet money because y'all scared of the truth. Because I'm going to win. Tell me where that hood came from, everybody. That hood has got some significance. They ain't gonna put on fucking, some crackers got together and put on some white hood. How dumb can you be?
And then we always talk about on the show, who followed the money trail? Who funded the group? Who funded the Nation of Islam?
Right. All this shit we talk about. Now, y'all with family members who are fucking dumb as hell, but you still got to love them. Because, see, according to Planned Parenthood, if you really believe, they will want to kill your dumb-ass relatives. All your dumb-ass relatives that you know you got in your bloodline would be dead under Planned Parenthood if they had it their way. That's a fact. But they deceive you because they say, we got to kill them another
or,
way.
Or under COVID. Because
under
that's a whole thing standing for development. They're going to get you one way. They're going to try to get you one way or the other.
One way. That means I should love that song. One way. Oh, another. I'm going to get you. Yeah. So y'all don't even know the music. Yeah. Go ahead. Somebody talk because I'm about to put it on everybody. I'm talking to myself included. See, one thing that wake up people is fear. Fear is a secret adrenaline. You become fight or flight.
I was listening to a show last night, Bev's show, and there was a brother on there. He lives in Canada. He was saying that his mother, about 2-3 days ago, got an invitation to a wedding. And he said, the wedding invitation said, the only way you can come to the wedding, but you have to be vaccinated first. So that's another example, again, that COVID is not over.
It's not over.
You can't come to the wedding unless you're vaccinated.
Right. Now, imagine now, you just heard, and I hope we can all, I want to go on her show. We should have to put me on there because everybody, it's like a one big happy family under the internet. It's like, okay, we heard Canada before, and Canada is Trudeau. Trudeau, there is out there, I know y'all don't like to go too deep on something, but that's Fidel Castro's son. Just look it up. They crypto. Mm-hmm. They call crypto Khazars. Now, I hope on these shows y'all stop saying they. I'm going to give y'all the name of these. I mean, it's common sense that we should know the names by now. That's why I told you reparations are a hoax. If you're not suing the Rothschild banking firm, you can go to fuck yourself. Don't come to me about no goddamn reparations again unless I create my own way of getting it. Because we can get reparations, but it won't be like they talking about. It'd be through municipality exploitation. What the hell I just said? I'm not gonna say, but one more time, it's gonna be through municipality violations. And after that, you don't pick up on that, I'm gonna show y'all more than I'm gonna tell y'all how this gonna work. I'm an action man. Watch me do something. Go ahead. All y'all out there listening, you know you don't know politics at all. So let's not. One thing I learned about listening to people, Noble Drew, all these people did say. Remember, you can't be a religious organization without filing the proper paperwork. That's a fact. So obviously they had to file paperwork to be legitimized. Just like any of you lodges out there, you have to have a legitimacy by having a certain criteria. You know what it is. I'm not going to name it out here, but those of you in the loop know you can only constitute anything by having a certain number of people to constitute it. So let's go with the premise here. Premise here, many of you out there on this line are scared to create, meaning you must create your own entities. So you just, now, sister, you said create. How many of y'all trying to create any business real estate empires? You got to create some shit right now. Think of the, how many of your kids have you financed to help create? Because you got geniuses you birthed. Just because you birthed a couple of retards don't mean you birthed all retards. Okay? I'm just being real with you. So whatever one is not, go ahead, somebody. I want to hear y'all talk. I'm talking, but y'all know I'm telling the truth.
In the feed on my phone, it says Prince William serves up a vegetarian earth shot burgers to shock diners. Okay?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Prince William, are they all in it?
Prince William,
I mean,
a man who says want to be a virus, and he going to make a burger for you brainwashed, witchcraft, vegan people. I told you, I don't care about that. I should be, go ahead. Go ahead. You making some sense. Go ahead. Make some sense.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Think about that.
They over there giving them those fake impossible burgers, too.
Right. Now, I'm trying to figure out, all y'all listening today, y'all going to talk about Florida. Now, I could talk about Florida. I'm not listening to some idiot who don't know the history of Florida because you want to hear CNN and NBC. You can go fuck yourself through fuckology. You've been already fucked. By the time I play the next clip, you know you're going to be looking stupid because y'all are under a white man's fuckology. A white man made this for all you dumb niggas.
Hey, I forgot to mention earlier, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and it's still happening, we've been having this, I call it the dark summer down here. Now, in Germantown, the power had went out for like about a few days, maybe three or four, maybe longer. And what happened, somehow a gas main had broke underneath, and it got into the water, and they had to shut the whole water system down for over a week. And, I mean, people were just
a week.
I think it was about a week. And also, it got so bad down here with the power keep going out. It's like every time they get it fixed, here come another storm and knock out the power again. It got to a point where people were campaigning now for the light company to recoup the money for people's groceries and stuff, because once their power went out, all their food went bad. And they had to keep going to the grocery store buying food, but then they can't keep it in that long because the damn power keep going out. It's crazy. And then it's almost like down here, and a lot of people are starting to think that maybe they're knocking out this grid on purpose, because this has never happened before, like in terms of these storms that keep having one come in for a couple of days and then leave, and here come another one.
Okay, I'm trying to find this clip. Okay. Everybody with me still?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so y'all know some things that's taking place. The medical field is suing Dr. Fauci. Go look it up. Some of the medical people got together. See, there is retaliational processes. And again, you have to use the incantation of the spell, because you're not going to just jump out the spell and tell people. Mm-hmm. No, this is recourse to definitively reducing the outcome. And it's not hard to do. First of all, like I told you before, all y'all, it don't even take a gun.
But do you really think anything is going to happen to him, just like with Hunter Biden? And it's like, okay, he's been called out for all these different crimes and business dealings, but the motherfucker is not in jail. Not in jail.
Now, that's because, again, of ignorance. Now, there is an awakening period that comes very slight. It's in the mix. What do you think these blood moons are about? They're about menstruation. It's rebirthing. They don't, these things, these astrological events that y'all all telling us about and we all go participate in, it's supposed to be energy. I told you blood is, it's menstruation of the universe. That's why the fucker doesn't make the cosmic slop. It's menstruation of the universe. Then come the rebirth. Now, we got to know there is a rebirthing. The question is, during this incubational period where the baby goes through gastration. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that, that, That's the castration, where the body will fight itself into becoming either male or female. That's where we at in the rebirth. Because now, if the body, yeah, this is where I hope y'all can understand this part, because it was taught to us, but we ain't paying attention. I was having a good time. Anybody know me in high school? We had a good time. They always tell me we made high school fun. I'm trying to figure out if I would have paid attention more. It actually told me, it said that if the baby does not come to the time frame of the separation and takes on too much estrogen, or what's that one for the male, or testosterone level,
mm-hmm.
you can get a hermaphrodite-looking individual. The dick might be with it, but it might look feminine. Or you get a pussy that looks strong. Now, we can sure understand that's where the science is at. That they have done is these fallen angels. We're about to get deep. These fallen angels that are not they real, y'all. I call them aliens. Y'all can call them what y'all want. The bacteria that came on Earth during these so-called asteroid hits, y'all all talk about and shit. The Earth hit this. And this hit the Earth. They came from outer space, right? That means they're alien beings. That don't mean they made a body. See, that's what I'm saying. The language y'all looking for is a physical one. It's biological. It means that these are some fucking microids and shit. They're not even looking like, but they're looking like fucking 821 tentacles and shit falling. We don't know what they transform into over time. But we do know that this sex shit is the survival of the fittest of the planet Earth. Every species has to have a biological unit or it's extinct. Well, according to transhumanism, I put that out there. I've been learning about this for years from others who taught me to say, I said, man, that new age movement. When I read what Lucifer was, Lucifer is a woman. It's not a man. Y'all are crazy to believe Lucifer is a woman, a man. I mean, and God, all that shit is tied. Lucifer is Venus. Anybody ruled in the month of Venus, you will take on feminine understanding. That go for all you Libras, because Libra is really eight.
And Jay-Z and Kanye did a song about it on Jay-Z's Black album, Lucifer,
right.
Son of the Morning.
Son of the Morning. Lucifer is a woman. And unfortunately, many people was told that astrology was wicked by those who castrated themselves. Because the eunuch, I hope y'all look this shit up, because I hate to tell people shit. If you look it up, you're like, God damn, I got to keep listening and add some more knowledge to this shit. The eunuch shit, think about it. If I castrate, it shows you in the movie, the Woman King, we did a show a couple weeks, months ago, the Woman King had, who was over his concubine? A eunuch.